From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome, News OK listeners, to the Tasty Hour, where we're neither tasty nor do we take an hour.
That would be weird.
That would be very weird. It's actually the Top Chef podcast. I'm the food dude, Dave Cathy, here with Matt Clayton. It's been a little while since we've been here. We skipped a week, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, we skipped class.
Yeah.
Skipped class long enough to see Michael Isabella go home, which I don't think neither of us were big fans of his.
No, there wasn't a lot of sadness in the Clayton household or across America, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and until this week when they... Wait, before we get to this week, then there was that weird interim episode with the dinner for
Fabio and I got to see Stefan again, which I was pretty excited about.
That was good. And he was great.
Yes.
He delivered. But pretty much everything else was a failure on that front. And Bravo doesn't do that much, so I don't think we're gonna see.
It's fairly rare for a company or a TV station that's built sort of their whole thing on reunion shows, mm-hmm. hence the you know, the 4-part episode of Atlanta Housewives reunion show. This epic fail.
It was an epic fail. And we'll just leave it at that. I'm sure it'll be on repeats or not.
Yeah.
But
it
anyway.
Wasn't any Padma either.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The colleague is like, are you kidding? I'm not going to that. Forget it.
Please.
this week, new show, but I got a little mad watching the end of last week's show when they showed the end of the last time's elimination challenge. And there's Robin, unable to plate garbanzo beans, which were tough.
Mm-hmm.
And she lasted another week, and Michael didn't. And like I said, not a big fan of Michael, but I did feel a little bit of injustice there. And it was like, I mean, I think it all worked out because she finally got her pink slip this week, which was so far overdue. But it was a little unjust. But at the same time, you know, he wasn't going to win the thing anyways.
No.
So anyway, now we're down to 5. Is that right? 5? Is my math correct? That's 5. So yeah. And it was an interesting episode. It was like they kept giving us all these MacGuffins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they break out Brian in the beginning talking about his 22-month-old child. And I immediately think, danger.
Yeah. And he bought the stuffed shark when he went to the hotel.
Yeah, you're right. The stuffed shark, I thought that was it. I thought it was over.
It was. That's the sign. That's the...
Yeah, I bought my child a toy. So now you're going to get to take it home to him today. But so they did that, and then there was a lot with Eli. Eli was getting a lot more camera time than usual, you know, and it's like, could it be Eli? But he won the quick fire.
Yeah.
Which was good.
I'm still surprised that Jennifer made it through, because it seemed to me that she the end, she had this feeling of, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
And when you start to get that feeling,
her body language,
they're
more
than happy to send you on your way.
Exactly. Her body language. I mean, when they show clips of her from the early episodes, you can see how like energized she is and how like she's just in charge of the moment.
Focused.
Yeah.
Ready to cook.
Yeah. And now it's like the last 3 episodes. You know, she's like, okay, I'm ready to go. Her shoulders look slumped. Yeah. She just looks beaten. It's sad.
I went to the Excalibur and I don't know what to cook.
Which that was, I mean.
Like, that's more difficult than not being inspired by going to Circus.
Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure I've determined where I'm not staying if I ever go to Las Vegas.
Ugh.
That place and Circus. Pretty sure they're off the list.
Let me just tell you, I have stayed at Excalibur before. It is, and Excalibur is no Holiday Inn.
Right.
This is not a nice hotel. It's not. It is not a nice hotel. It's kind of cheap.
The Golden Nugget still available.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's extremely cheesy. The elimination challenge. Here they are. They have to capture the theme of one of the local, you know, hotels. That I gotta say, that was. I mean.
That's tough.
Yeah, because they're so... I mean, well, of course, Robin got Bellagio, which is one of the most spectacular places on the Strip.
And it was...
And she completely... her idea was good, but but what she tried to do was something she wasn't incapable of doing.
There's a pretty consistent theme through the... What did we decide? 9?
Yeah.
This was the 9th time she's been eliminated, almost eliminated?
Yeah, out of 12.
Out of 12.
Yeah.
And there's a consistent theme running that, well, I'm going to do... I've never done this before... But I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Generally, That's a bad idea. Yeah, well, it doesn't really work out
that,
well.
Hey, well, that was the one thing Rick Bayless said when he competed, is he asked people for advice, and everybody told him the same thing. Do what you know.
Right.
And that's the key to this thing. Take the challenges and convert them into your area of expertise. Yeah. And that's what's going to win it. Don't try and show that you can make weird cellophane-looking candy panels that are probably flavorless and
really unnecessarily
impalatable. Yeah, right. It's just like, really? I don't even, what was it she tried to make, panna cotta or something like that?
Yeah.
It was a miserable failure.
Terrible.
And it's like, you can always tell when they say panna cotta is really easy to make.
Yeah.
And she couldn't even do that. That's
that was
like,
also
okay,
another
out.
Theme with some of the things she had not done well. Mm-hmm. Easy to make.
Yeah.
But she's too busy trying to do things that she doesn't know how to do instead of concentrating on making it.
Well, you know, we did. We skipped the quickfire, which was kind of funny. Yeah, Nigel Lawson there.
Yeah, that
the
was
little
pretty
breakfast
good.
In bed.
Yeah.
It made me think of it as Robin. She was one of the first because they did it in duos.
Mm-hmm.
And she left her kitchen in a complete shambles.
Yeah.
And Michael was having
just
to spend half
berserk.
His time cleaning it up. And then, he got really a little bit angry. It was a nice little Bravo moment there where she stormed out of the kitchen. And I thought, well, maybe that's it.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be over right there.
I know. I was like, good.
I was like, all right.
It's
cheers.
Dramatic. Yeah. I like that conflict.
It's a good exit.
Yeah, it's a way better exit, than the one she had where it was clear she was going home.
Yeah.
And you could see the waterworks where she was working on them. Mm-hmm. She was really like, maybe if I cry a lot before they make the announcement, they'll have a change of
heart.
They'll
feel bad for me.
Yeah. The first Top Chef to win because the judges felt bad for her.
Right. Wouldn't be surprised. Well, and it was interesting to see because, again, Kevin continued to shine.
Yeah.
But Eli's was I was a little surprised with Eli's performance. His
that was
sort
tough.
Of coming out of nowhere, essentially, because he's been kind of mired in the middle for a while.
Yeah, because he won. Yeah, he actually won the quickfire with the, oh my gosh, yes. It was a Reuben, like an inverted Reuben, Hollandaise.
And Jennifer made the chipped beef.
Yeah.
Thing and it's just like for breakfast, really?
Yeah, I've had that before,
really,
and I can promise you.
Like I thought thought Nigella would have enjoyed it from the England factor, but
that and when done, that is a good. That's you don't want a lot of it's super super salty.
Yeah,
but it there's a certain kinds of breakfast that's exactly what you want. It's good stuff, but we had that and then into the hotel thing, and it was. Again, I think we saw our final three.
Right.
The three that were at the top today. It was Kevin, who, it's interesting. He keeps everything simple. He's really doing what Bayless said to do. He's doing the things.
He's making his food.
Yeah, he's making his food no matter what the ingredient, no matter what the challenge. He's boiling it into what he does.
Right.
He's not showing off. And then the Voltaggio brothers, and it's interesting to watch those guys.
And I think Jennifer will...
She's the only one I think that's got a shot.
Right.
Eli, I like Eli because he looks like Joe Wirtz.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Gazette.
I just don't think he's...
Yeah. He just...
Unless Jennifer just continues the meltdown.
Yeah. That's it.
Which very possible.
Very possible. It wouldn't surprise me one bit to see her go home next week, and it wouldn't surprise me to see her figure it out. Because I think she's every bit as talented as the rest of the group, but mentally she just seems to have completely fallen apart.
The more angry of the two Voltaggio brothers is starting to wear thin on me.
Yeah.
I think it was in the preview for the next episode where he says, I cook Kevin's food on my day off.
Yeah, well.
Well, then you should.
Yeah, you should.
Because that's great. Instead of making a frozen disc of blue cheese, maybe you should learn to cook like he does.
Exactly. Exactly. Do that. Express
just because you can
are.
Do something in a new way doesn't make you good.
Doesn't make it better.
Right.
It doesn't make... Just because it's a new way doesn't make it better. It just makes it different. Okay, so you can do different things. Congratulations.
Exactly.
What if nobody wants to eat it?
Also, get it on your plate on time.
Exactly. And without whining, because he is a whiner.
Big time.
And I personally... The way it's boiling up for me, I would prefer to see his brother finish ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
But just because he's so cocky and so arrogant, it's really...
When he made that statement last night, I'm done.
I know. I know that you have a man crush on Kevin.
I have... It's more beard envy, frankly. So I wish that I could grow that beard.
I'll tell you what it is for me, Kevin, is when he wins, he has the greatest reaction every time. He's like a little kid who opens a present on Christmas and he can't believe he just got what he wanted.
He puts his hands in his pocket. He's
giggles.
Yeah.
Really? He's like, you want to have that kid for Christmas, you know? He just truly seems to be enjoying himself, emphasis on joy. You know, he's really into it. And of course, and Brian's just a pro.
Yeah.
You know, and you can see that he really, he's careful and he really thinks through what he's trying to do.
Doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low.
Yeah, but you can tell when the, you know, he's a guy that if you knew him or if you worked with him, you might take for granted. But you can see when he does his little asides that he really cares about this stuff. But he's just not, he's not built like his brother where he's going to, you know, let everyone know.
Exactly.
I tell you though, I don't know about you, but I can see this probably being the toughest final champion they've ever had. I mean, I seriously, if I were handicapping it, I don't know who, I don't know how I would do it. I mean, they're so even.
I would probably say, I would take Eli out of the equation. The top four, including Jennifer, I think would probably be, from top to bottom, the best four that they've had.
I mean, yeah, it's so razor thin. It's just, what was it, like, well, last year, when or last season when Hosea won it, it was like, that was, he was so not in the league.
Right.
With
Stefan and Carly was even better than he was.
And it was just sort of weird.
Yeah.
And then of course when Richard was there, it was kind of the same deal. There was Richard and then there was everybody else.
And he just had a meltdown.
Yeah, and he blew it. In this case, you really can't say one guy is way better than everybody else. They're different. They're very different.
And they're all so good.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to think. Kevin, was he in the I guess he was sort of in the bottom on Restaurant Wars, kind of.
Yeah.
Michael was once, because I know because he threw a fit.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if Brian's been in the bottom.
Don't think so.
I mean, he hasn't won a Quickfire, but I don't think he's been
in the
bottom.
I think he's won three elimination challenges, you said?
Yeah, and I thought he was going to win last night. But, I mean, there was, again, it was so close.
Yeah.
It was really hard to say. But I'm really looking forward to these, to the upcoming episodes. Is it three of them that are going to get through the final, or is it all four?
Well, it seems like they do four.
And then there's kind of like a quasi...
There's like an elimination challenge, and then there's the finale.
Okay.
Which they make it sound like it's going to go through end of, or middle of December. So it's like, huh?
We're going to send them to the moon.
Yeah.
And they'll be cooking the entire way. And when they're lost, they'll be jettisoned into outer space.
And then we'll have a reunion show on Mars.
You know, ever since they lost Project Runway, you know, Bravo has had, you know, really.
Just have a reunion show.
The one guy who does a reunion show has a weekly show now.
And now, did you see the previews for, what is it, Chef Academy?
Yes.
With the French guy, and this is terrible.
I know I'm going to watch it. And I already kind of hate myself because I know I'm going
to
watch
it. I don't know if you've heard that my wife mentioned this to me. I haven't read anything about it or anything, but she said that there's going to be a Top Chef pastry?
Yes.
All desserts?
There is. I got something on that. That is going to happen. And again, it's like... I'm not like a big pastry guy, so. But you know what? In the end, whether you cook or not, these are great shows.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
it'll be fun to
watch.
That's
anyway.
For sure.
That's what you got to say about Bravo. Because I'm not a fashion guy.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Not even close. And I watch Project One Runway.
Right.
And it's because it's they know how to build a story arc.
Yeah.
With this concept.
And they've done that this year with Top Chef. I give them that.
Oh yeah, excellent.
They're
excellent
sort of building towards a really good. Finale month, it sounds like.
Speaking of finales, I think we've had ours. Right.
Pretty
here.
Sure we're done.
It was outstanding, and we'll talk to you all again next
week. These awards to my
desk. We are surrounded by all of our many awards that we've won here on the Top Chef podcast. They're keep sending those in, by the way.
One, two, three.
Until then, you know what? We're not going to pack up our knives today. We're going to pack up our awards, and we're going to leave.